Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. And my website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget, if you'd like to ask us a question, ask Jim at jbsba.com. And also, when you get to my website, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email. And lots of other things you can do. There are a lot of free things you can do. Actually, almost everything. Basically, everything is free there, except for if you want to buy a book, we might charge you for that. But otherwise, everything else is free there, thanks to our wonderful sponsors. And don't forget, you can listen to the show three different ways, live, replay, and archived. You can read articles by me and by a number of our Brain Trust members, hundreds of those, over 1,000 archives, lots of stuff there. So check that out when you get a chance. I'm excited about getting Brian Tracy back on the show, friends. Brian's an old friend of ours, and he's, as you know, he's one of America's foremost authorities on developing peak performance for individual achievement. He's written dozens of books. He's produced hundreds of audio and video programs. He's the author of a new book that I just had to have you guys know about. It's called Million Dollar Habits, Proven Power Practices to Double and Triple Your Income. Let's get our old friend Brian Tracy back on the show. Brian, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always, and congratulations on this new book. I know that the tenets for this book have been around for a long time in the form of an audio program, haven't they?
Yes, well, we've sold tens of thousands of the audio program worldwide at $60, $70, $80 a piece. And my publisher said this is an incredible piece of writing, so I went back and spent 2 years rewriting it. And what I concluded is very simply this: 95% of everything you do or don't do is as a result of your habits. And all habits are learnable. Nobody's born with any. So what you do is you find that successful people have good habits and unsuccessful people don't have them yet. And this book shows you where habits come from, how to develop them, and the most important habits you need to live a fantastic life, including being superbly healthy, having great relationships, getting paid more, promoted faster, moving up in your company, starting building your own business, becoming financially independent. All of these are habits. And it's the most amazing thing. I mean, people have habits of longevity. The USA Today yesterday had a list of 10 habits of longevity. You practice the 10 habits, you live 15 years longer than the average. Most amazing darn stuff. And if you don't practice them, you die 15 years younger than the average. And every single one of them is learnable. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Exercise regularly to keep your mind active. So what this book does is it takes the most important habits of success and especially financial success and shows here's how you develop them.
Well, one of the things that I liked about what you said, Brian, is you used the word yet. You said unsuccessful people are unsuccessful. They just don't have the habits, the best habits yet.
Exactly.
Which obviously means that all they got to do is just get them.
That's my whole philosophy, is that unsuccessful people just haven't done it yet. But they're all learnable. And so the critical turning point in life, Jim, is always decision. Is make a decision to do something different from what you're doing today, and then take action. Take the first step.
I like the title of the introduction, and you know, a lot of times the introduction chapters, the title is introduction, but this one actually has a title, and it's called "You Are What You Do." And
yes.
I really think that's something we all ought to put on it, write on a piece of paper and put it up on our shaving mirror, our makeup mirror, or something, and say, you know, to remind us every morning that you are what you do. What do you think?
Well, it's absolutely true, and it's very, you know, it's interesting. Even Aristotle said excellence is a way of life. It's you find that everybody who is successful is good at what they do, and that everybody who's good at what they do was once poor at what they did. And many people think, geez, I'm not very good at this. Well, get over it. You know, everybody starts off not very good at it. So what you do is you say, I'm not very good at this, but if I want to get ahead, I have to be good at this, so therefore, I'd better get on with it. And people say, it can't be that simple.
And the fact one of the is things, Brian, that I think about is, I'm not sure, I always don't know who to quote here, but I think it was Thomas Edison, who said, failure is a successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Exactly. Well, Edison had a wonderful philosophy. I know we have this delay here. We'll have to work with this. But Edison's philosophy was really quite wonderful. What he said was that once he had decided to achieve a goal, to invent something, he said it's merely a matter then of taking away the ways it didn't work. So every single time he tried something that didn't work, he said, aha, another successful way in the process of elimination. So each time he eliminated a way that didn't work, he said, it put me that much closer to the way that would work, which was inevitable. And surprise, surprise, he's
Brian, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. It's 22. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Brian Tracy, the author of Million Dollar Habits. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Annabelle Dodd is going to join us. And we're going to talk about voice over the Internet and for consumers. And we're going to talk about that with our good friend Annabelle Dodd, one of our top telecommunications experts. And then we got Maggie Craddock and Joe Condrell, and I'll tell you more about them a little bit later on. And we'll be in Washington, D.C. on Thursday and Friday. And on Friday, I'll be helping the Small Business Survival Committee celebrate their 10th anniversary. So I'm looking forward to that. And that's we've got a lot of things going on the rest of the week. Let's get back to our good friend Brian Tracy, the author of the new book, Million Dollar Habits, Proven Power Practices to Double and Triple Your Income. Brian, double and triple your income. That's a pretty big promise there.
Well, what does it take to double your income? If you use the law of 72, and you divide a number into 72, and that's how many years it takes you. So let's say you divide 15 into 72, that's roughly 5. Your income goes up at 15% a year, you'll double your income in 5 years. If your income goes up at 25% a year, you'll double your income in 3 years, 2 years and 7 months. If you do that again, you'll double it again. So I work with literally thousands of people all over the country who realize that you don't just double your income between now and tomorrow, which is what get-rich-quick schemes suggest. What you do is you increase your income 20 to 25% a year. Now, a company, I learned this many years ago, a company can't increase 25% a year, but an individual can. An individual can by using their time more effectively, by focusing on high-value tasks, by setting priorities, by starting earlier, working harder, staying later. An individual can increase his or her productivity by 25 to 50% a year. And the money, if you increase your productivity, the money will follow.
Brian, why do people have bad habits? Why do we accumulate and keep bad habits?
Well, the reason is that bad habits are easy to form and hard to live with. Good habits are hard to form but easy to live with. In other words, it takes no effort to develop a bad habit. Sometimes I will ask this question. If you have a beautiful garden with beautifully rich, fertilized soil, but you don't plant anything in it, what will grow there anyway? And the answer is weeds.
Exactly.
So therefore, if you don't deliberately plant good habits and nurture them and take care of them and guard them and discipline them, what will happen is weeds. The weeds of bad habits will naturally grow without any effort on your part, because bad habits always follow the line of least resistance. You can almost imagine that life is very much like a slope, and you're either moving up the slope toward good habits, which takes discipline, or sliding down the slope toward the bottom with bad habits, which require no effort at all.
Brian, your book is available. I know it's available wherever books are sold, but also I'm sure it's available. They can find out more about it also from your website, right?
Well, yes, you can come to my website, briantracy.com, and you can get the book at 30% off, unconditionally guaranteed for a year. It's also available in every Barnes & Noble store. Virtually every major bookstore in the country has it.
And Tracy is T-R-A-C-Y, just like you would think it would be spelled.
That's right.
Let's get back into the habits, Brian. And now you've told us why we wind up with bad habits. Getting rid of some of these things, don't we just have to realize that we're sick of the way things are? It's either our health or our physical condition or our job or our company, or maybe it's a relationship or whatever. Don't we have to just get to the point where we say, you know what, this is unsuccessful, and I only want to have successful things around me?
Well, as I said right at the beginning, you have to make a decision. that you're going to do things differently. And so my book really starts off and explains how you take control of designing your own character, is where your habits come from, how they develop, how you can step into the design process and change the design, how you can program yourself with new habits. And then these are the specific behaviors that you engage in day after day to lock the habits in. If you develop, it takes about 14 to 21 days to develop an average habit, whether it's getting up in the morning or not smoking or eating less or being punctual or making your first call by 8 o'clock in the morning. It takes about 21 days to develop a habit. If you develop one habit a month, that's 12 habits a year. Sometimes the development of one habit will change your whole life. Let me give you a simple example for our listeners in small business. Is a successful small business people have the habit of success, of sales orientation. Is what they do is they get up in the morning and they think all day about making sales. Every single minute they're thinking about revenue generation. Is business people who fail get bogged down into the habit of administration, conversations with coworkers, meetings with bankers and suppliers, doing paperwork. They get bogged down into habits that pay very little. Stuff has to be done. There's always a good justification or rationalization for engaging in a bad habit. But The bottom line is that business people who are successful have the sales habit, as they think about sales all the time. And surprise, surprise, you know, you go all the way up to a company like Nordstrom Stores, one of the biggest department stores. Their entire company revolves around one number. It's called SPD, sales per day. And it's sales per day per department, sales per day per person, sales per day per store, sales per day per product line. Everything is sales per day. And every single day they're on that. Walmart does the same thing. They track their sales electronically so they can tell you every single time a can of oil, 1030 oil, sells in a Walmart store worldwide. It's tracked in their computers in Bentonville. They track every single sale. Every single successful company has the sales habit. And that's only one of several business habits that you need. So therefore, if you develop the habits of the most successful and highest paid and highest earning companies and individuals, very quickly behind that you get the result.
Cheap sunglasses.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Brian Tracy, the author of the new book, Million Dollar Habits, Proven Power Practices to Double and Triple Your Income. And don't forget his website is BrianTracy.com, and check that out when you get a chance. You can find out all the different things that Brian has to say there. And I'm sure there are some things that they can find for free there, Brian, right? Some different things that you offer on the website?
Yes. Well, one of the things that we have designed in the last 2 years is, based on my research, is called the President's Club. We've developed a one-year program for entrepreneurs. It's a home study program, which is taught electronically, comes over the web. What we do is we teach people once a week one of the critical lessons that entrepreneurs need to develop as a habit. We start off by explaining how the business works, and then we go through everything: selling, marketing, pricing, positioning, people, place, every single element of marketing that you would get if you took an MBA from a university and paid $150,000 is taught in this 52-week program, and it's for anybody who's really serious about building a successful business. 80%
of
business.
Check that out.
Yeah, it's called, we call it the President's Club. Come
right.
to my
right.
website, BrianTracy.com. It's called the President's Club. And when you join this club, you receive several thousand dollars worth of audio programs, video programs, books, workbooks, seminars, regular questionnaires, teleconferences with top business experts. Plus, every single week, you receive a complete lesson. So it takes about 2 to 3 hours a week. Each day you receive a short newsletter on a very important subject of business. Each week you receive a lesson. You receive audios and videos for training at home and for training your people. And what it does,
right,
it shows people how to become millionaires as entrepreneurs.
One of the things I want to talk about right now, Brian, in the time we have left, is something you call the iron law of the universe, and it's such an important thing, folks. And if today you don't contemplate anything else beyond, you know, what you're going to eat and what you're going to do today, if you can find one new thing to contemplate today, if you haven't been doing this, please listen to what Brian is about to say. Brian, go ahead.
Well, the iron law of the universe, law of cause and effect, goes back into prehistory. It says that there's a reason for everything that happens. Actually, the first few thousand years of human existence, people thought everything was controlled by random events, by the gods, by miracles, by rocks and things like that. And then, surprise, surprise, Aristotle sat down, perhaps the greatest philosopher of all time, and he postulated what was called the Aristotelian principle of causality. And what it said was that everything happens for a reason, and that if you do certain things, you get certain results. And even if you don't know the causes of the effects in your life, there are always causes. And your job is to organize your life in harmony with the universe. Your job is to find out why things happen the way they do, what it is that you want. For example, if you want to be rich or you end up being poor, success is not an accident. Failure is not an accident. There's a reason for everything. And your job, if you want something in life, is to find out the causal relationships. That's what I've done all my life as I try to teach it. In my book, Million Dollar Habits, in each of my books, in the President's Club, my course on entrepreneurship, every single word is aimed at specifically giving you the tools that enable you to create the effects that you want in your life. Everybody wants to be thin. They want to be wealthy. They want to be happy. Want to live a long life, have a great relationship, and have a wonderful lifestyle. All of these are achievable if you're clear about what they are, and then you simply do the things that other people did to get them.
One of the things that amazes me, Brian, are people who are 50 and they're still doing the same things and getting the same results, typically mistakes, that they were making when they went 25. I mean, they act like, you know, after 25 years, there's nothing new to learn.
Well, the natural human tendency is to get into a comfort zone, and a comfort zone soon becomes a rut, and a rut soon becomes a grave. And this is the great challenge. People get into a comfort zone. They become comfortable doing what they're doing, and that becomes a habit. They develop a habit of living at a certain standard of living, of earning a certain amount of money. What the most amazing thing to me, which I explain in my book, Million Dollar Habits, is that each person has a self-concept, which is a bundle of beliefs or mental habits that they have developed. And everybody lives on the outside consistent with this mental plan they have on the inside. And that all change in your life begins with a change in your self-concept, begins with a change in your internal belief system. So it's almost,
Brian,
like
I'm going to have to stop you because we run out of time. But it's always a lot of fun. We never have enough time when you join us. But we're going to get you back on again real soon, and we'll talk about this some more. Thank you again for being here, and congratulations on your new book.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, bye, Brian Tracy, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.